10 years down the line, it's amazing to see that not more than about 9 countries have been able to meet that declaration in terms of implementing those targets that were set. Because the government in Maputo said they will invest 10% and anticipate that there will be 6% annual growth within the agriculture sector. But unfortunately, that has not happened. Many of the countries will tell you there are a lot of competing interests, but it's quite unfortunate to note that agriculture contributes more than 25% in any of the African countries' GDP. So it's funny to see that if agriculture contributes to such that chunk of the economy, that a government to be able to commit resources to funding agriculture and expect that the GDP will also grow in line with the investment in agriculture. So you see that countries like Nigeria still allocate as little as 1.7, 1.9, 1.3 within the last 3 years to agriculture financing. And yet in Nigeria in particular, agriculture contributes 30% thereabouts to the GDP of the country.
And how is this affecting the smallholder farmers who the majority are women?
It affects the smallholder farmers a whole lot, and it affects their productivity. Now, recognizing the fact that the United Nations Food and Agriculture Organization, in its SOFA report, they clearly point out that if women are given equal access to land, seeds as their male counterparts, we can reduce hunger in the world by 140 million people, which is about 17% of people who are living hungry. So it's quite a situation that government needs to take action, and we need to reprioritize public investment in agriculture that benefits smallholder farmers. A whole lot of countries, despite the recognition of how much smallholder women farmers are contributing to agriculture, in all of the 7 countries, we recognize the fact that women, about 80%, and then say an average of 55, do the farming, but yet they face much barrier than their male counterparts.
Given the situation then, how can women farmers become empowered to feed their families as well as the continent if they're not getting the support? What else can they do?
What the smallholder farmers can do, which is part of our responsibilities as civil society organizations, farmers organizations, and the farmers themselves, is that they need to get engaged within the policy-making process, trying to engage government in recognizing, identifying, and reprioritizing their own priorities. Because one of the challenges with public financing is that those who sit in government offices, imagine that they know what the smallholder farmers require and need. What smallholder farmers need to do, and the farmers organization, is that they need to get more engaged in the policy process, engage in budget processes, ensuring accountability that even the little that government is providing gets to meet their needs. So for us, we think that women will need to cooperate. That is, in terms of forming, working in cooperatives, they will need to organize themselves. And then we think that more civil society organizations need to support these cooperatives in terms of building their capacity. It is more about empowering them, helping them to organize, helping them to put their agenda in a well-organized manner, and then be able to confront their government and demand and claim their rights.